Hey, it's Kelly here. Thanks for joining us. Once you're finished listening, I'd like to invite you to join our free private practice community, where you can connect with over 10,000 therapists just like you and get access to over 15 hours of free trainings, including some that qualify for CEs. Visit our website at zinnyme.com and click community at the top of the page. We'll see you there.
It has been a year like no other. I think back to this time last year, and I could have never predicted what this year would have looked like, what we would have all experienced, and ultimately just the amount of shift and change that all of us have been asked to do, all the change that's been thrust upon us. And some of that change has been really, 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 really hard. And some of that change has been absolutely beautiful. And regardless, all of that change has been incredibly stressful. And we as mental health professionals and helpers and healers and people that want to like give out of our heart, we are constantly holding ourselves to this higher standard of how can I do more for other people? How can I do more for my family? How can I be better as a human? Like, what are all the things that I can do to be better and to change this world? And I think that's beautiful. And it also puts us at risk. It puts us at risk for burnout. It puts us at risk for just driving our bodies into the ground. Right? And at that same time, many therapists who have been struggling with this sense of how do I do more with less? How do I cut my costs? How do I magically increase my income so I can take care of my family? Therapists who maybe have been undercharging for years or decades, who've been saddled with lots of student loans that they did to do this great work and lots of debt. Some of them are realizing, oh wow, like what I've been doing isn't sustainable, but I can't change right now. We're in the middle of a pandemic, right? I can't increase my fee even though it's not sustainable. I can't drop that insurance plan, even though that insurance plan isn't paying me regularly or timely or whatever the thing is. Like, I can't make any change. And so it leads people to feeling really stuck. And I just want to tell each and every one of you today that it's okay. There's been a lot of change thrust upon us, and it's okay to change. It's okay to reevaluate your life and reevaluate your needs and realize that something doesn't work. And it's okay to make change, yes, even during a pandemic. The amount of times I've been asked the question over, you know, since March, should I lower my fee? Not even like, should I raise my fee? Should I lower my fee because we're in a pandemic? And my answer is the same every time, which is, yes, people need mental health treatment. We want to make it accessible, absolutely. And yet, and our work is essential, right? And yet we did not see that the essential grocery stores changed the cost of groceries. We did not see that they, that gasoline that was essential, that they suddenly said, oh, we're gonna cut gas costs in half, or we're gonna cut power bills in half, or any of those kinds of things. All of these other essential services, they know what the cost is for them to do business. In fact, in some of the places that I shopped, they changed the hours because they needed more time to prep and they needed more staffing. And so they realized the only way to kind of sustain that was to offer less service, right? So that they could offer better service. So I just want to give you permission today, if you need it, that it's okay to change. It's okay to say, I need to work less hours right now while I'm also trying to, you know, homeschool my kid. It's okay right now to say, even though my clients want me in the office, that I'm going to stay in telehealth. It's okay to go back in the office, even if your coworkers don't feel like it is. Like, it's okay for you to decide what makes sense for you. And it's okay for you to shift your contracts with insurance. It's okay for you to get on a panel, get off a panel, to raise your fee, to change your sessions. If you've been trying to do 60-minute sessions with, when you're really scheduling people for like a 45-minute CPT code and you've been running over, it's okay to like align your boundaries and say, actually, our sessions should be 45 minutes or 50 minutes or whatever the thing is. And we're going to be going back to that. I need to make some balance. We get to model those boundaries. And when we give ourselves permission to model that and to make shifts and changes, it actually can bring so much to the room clinically, that our clients get to see the way that change can happen. They get to cope with change with someone who can like sit with them with their uncomfortable feelings. Like, there's just so much power in that. So I know this wasn't like a fancy training today or a fancy blog, but I felt like it's what maybe you needed to hear. I'm not sure. Let us know. Was this helpful? And more than that, like, what is one thing that you're going to change, that you're going to give yourself permission to change, because the world has changed around you and it's okay to determine that you need something different or shifted and to claim that and to do that. Till next time.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of the Starting a Counseling Practice podcast. We hope you are feeling empowered and have gained new knowledge about yourself and your business. We would love to continue supporting you in our free community for therapists. Just visit classroom.zinnieme.com to join the fun.